why do you guys have a huge ego? I want to know, and I think they want to know too, how hard is lust really for y'all? Do they feel any sort of shame or guilt after knowing they treated badly a girl that loved them? What is up, happy and healthy? Welcome back to the podcast. I am joined here today with my amazing, cute,
prophetic,
wise, handsome.
I'm a scholar.
Some would say that.
Some would say an academia, you know, person who understands waves of intelligence that surpass understanding through the art of this world.
You always say that. That's always yours. Surpass all understanding. I'm like, that's scripture. That ain't you.
Listen, the economy of the situation is quite perplexed.
That is interesting, isn't it?
You ready to get into this today?
I'm ready. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Janine Amapola Ward. We drop these every single Tuesday. So come hang out with us. If you are not watching this, we post these also on Spotify where you can watch it, as well as YouTube.
But this podcast is better with your coffee, sitting on a couch with your best friend.
Maybe, or an energy drink. Don't judge us.
Maybe your boyfriend.
Hey, but don't get too close to him.
Don't get too close.
No, I don't want to see those hands.
Now, if you're watching this with your spouse, you better be up all, you know.
Hey, we're Christians.
That's a very Christian thing to
it
do.
It is, but this is a PG podcast.
Listen, guys.
You guys get the point.
Whatever I said, do not hold against me in court.
Yeah, we are definitely going to hold it against you.
We did a podcast 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was what men really think.
Yeah, and it popped off.
And it was one of our best performing podcast we've ever done.
Ever.
One of the best.
It's one of the top ones we've done recently.
Yeah.
And it just means that you guys really want to know what men really think.
And I think some of the things I said pissed a lot of people off, but it also resonated with a lot of women where they were like, oh, that makes sense.
Yep.
And so we were like, I think there were a lot of questions.
Follow-up questions, yeah.
That you didn't even get to ask. And I just want to provide more clarity on the complex, you know, brain, the human anatomy.
Okay. Yes, basically what he said. And so we promised you guys a part two. So here it is. We're going to be getting to the other unanswered questions that you guys have, because there's some good things in here and y'all are just confusing. And men are confusing.
And I'm an expert in the male brain. I feel like I can speak for, because I've been around a lot of different dudes. I've friends with a lot of, I'm friends with the classic bro who likes to golf on the weekends. Bless you.
Excuse me.
I'm friends with the guy who's a biblical
scholar.
I'm friends with the guy who isn't a Christian. I'm friends with the guy who is in between both. And so
I feel like the Chad and the Brad of the campus.
I feel like I've been a different guy in my life in different ways. And so I feel like I can speak the truth in a way that could get me canceled, but it's the truth.
I don't think any of this is cancelable, but it is it's an opinion-based thing. So as we said last time, Caleb does not speak for all men, but he does have some insight. And I do think what you said last episode was pretty true. If you are wondering, is this really true? Send this to your male friends, send this to your boyfriend, send this to your husband and ask them, yo, back Caleb up. And if they don't, that's okay. Yeah. We won't cancel you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, guys, the reason why I sound so excited right now in this podcast, I'm full of energy, but this year hasn't always been easy. Even before, you know, Janine and I got married, we had a lot of stress, a lot of big decisions to make, which is why I think therapy was so important, not only for me, but even for our marriage to be able to get on the same page, because it's so easy to ignore certain things that are going on in your personal life. And over time, as time goes on, you look up and you're in a place where you just like can't really believe that you're in. And so that's why I really recommend BetterHelp. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happyhealthy today to get 10% off your first order. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happyhealthy. And now back to your show.
So before we get into it, I want to just do some quick updates. So I'm heading to Austin this weekend.
Guys,
Caleb is staying here.
Hold my coffee.
I got it.
Listen, let's just be honest. I hate reading. I hate it.
He hates
so much. I don't like reading that much. But if I do, I want it to be something genuinely like a good read. And I also kind of like, not saying this is an easy read, but
yeah, it's not the hardest read.
I do like an easier read. And this book, I got the pleasure while we were dating to be able to read every single chapter along with you. And guys, when I tell y'all, like, there is things in here that are not in other books, like habits. You literally have a list of habits to how to make your life more abundant through God's word, but also just applicable things. Like one of the things I'm reading here, it says, what does godly wisdom say through community? And then you have like 7 points of different questions to ask your friends in community about godly wisdom. And so it just has so much meat to it, but it's an easy read and it's a fun read. And so if you're a girl, married, single, it doesn't really matter. See,
it's for guys too. It's and for guys, anyone trying to better their life.
This, I'm telling you, it's one of the most aesthetic books. And so if you're on the fence and you haven't bought it yet, I hope I just sold you because this book sells itself and it will bless your life. So
thanks, baby.
I just wanted to say that because yeah, I know you can get tired of promoting your own stuff. And so I think,
yeah, it feels weird for me saying it over and over and over, but truly my heart is to help you guys thrive and to bless you, give you advice and all the questions you're looking for, anything from dating to body image, insecurities, decisions, making, career, you name it, it's in the book. So check it out. Links down below, or you can get on Amazon or whatever. Okay. Let's get into today's juicy.
Let's go. Topic. Let's get canceled, man. No, that's not.
Yeah, I don't want to get canceled. Let's not do that. And if I did, you know, whatever.
I don't think cancel's a thing anymore.
The Lord can't cancel me.
Amen.
Do you think the Lord will cancel me? No.
Well, it depends. If you deny him, do you deny
him? I'm not denying him ever.
All right, feed me something good.
Question one. This was actually a really good one, and I think this is one that needs to be answered. Is lack of commitment a discipleship issue or the inability to admit anxiety or fear?
That's so deep.
It's a deep one. So do you get what she's saying?
So like men's lack of commitment.
So is it a lack of commitment, them not having good people around them, helping them be like, yo, suck it up and commit and date and just be a good partner? Or is it really them not being able to admit their anxieties and fear?
So I thought I had a lack of commitment for the longest time. But I just realized that I never met the right person that I wanted to commit to. And so I think a lot of guys go, oh, now there's some 30-year-old dudes out there who just can't get out of the life stage of dating, and he has a commitment issue. But I think a lot of guys, for the most part, just haven't found the right girl that they want to commit to, because you're talking about life. You're talking about doing this the rest of your life with one person. And so I feel like there's a difference between a lack of commitment and just being picky. And so a lot of guys are just picky. Now, for some guy friends of mine, I've had to look them in the face and go, hey, man, you quit easily. When things get hard 1 month, 2 months in, I think for the first time in my life, like with you, I decided in my heart that I was going to marry you. And I had good guys around me going, okay, like that's what you're going to say. So when I would call them when I was struggling in our relationship, because I think there were one or two times like I really considered potentially ending it, just because relationships are hard. Mm-hmm. And especially in the beginning months, you know, I self-sabotaged a few different times, and I would call my buddies and they would talk me off the cliff. So I do think if you know a guy, or you know, you're talking to a guy who doesn't have good community around him, you can expect there to be some commitment issues because he doesn't have guys pouring into him, discipling him, saying, hey man, look at this through the different lens. Cause when I would call my guy friends about you, the things I was struggling with, they would oftentimes be like, hey man, but look at it from this perspective. And that would allow me to look at you in a more empathetic way to be able to withstand the troubles I was going through in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that answers the question, but it's kind of yes and no. I don't think it's as much as, oh, guys have commitment issues. I just think he doesn't potentially like you that much yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
That hurts to hear, ladies.
Because a man, when he I know this to be true about 90% of men. Mm-hmm. There are certain women where he will give up his life for.
Yep.
That since the beginning of time, it's been that way.
Yep.
You know, that a woman, that's why I always say, like, you want to be a woman who, you want to be with a guy whose heart is ignited for you. from pretty much the very beginning. And I think a lot of girls will settle because they've been single for so long and they just want somebody.
Yeah, it's so true. Gosh. And I mean, it's that classic saying, if you're confused, he doesn't like you. And I don't feel like it takes guys that long. And so if he's dragging it out, he's playing games and he's stalling, I feel like.
There's some guys that are just bad at relationships, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It's hard.
Or maybe they're thinking, I need to make more money or I need to get my education first. And that's, I understand that. But I don't feel like you should be constantly wondering. So, I mean, that leads to my next question, because this girl said, why aren't they fully honest when they're not interested?
I mean, it's not fun telling someone I'm not interested in you. That just, it sounds mean. It sounds...
It's the classic, it's not you, it's me.
When they're not interested, in what context?
I mean, yeah, if they're not interested, then I guess they're like, hey, sorry, I'm just super busy, or
if a guy brings up, I'm not in a season, or he says,
I'm busy.
I'm not in the right place that I want to be. I've used that before. I remember specifically ending it with a girl a few years back, maybe a couple of years back. And I remember saying, something of the chords of, hey, I just don't think I'm spiritually in the right place.
Wow. Yeah, and men are shady.
But the reason I said that was because I thought she was a really, really, really sweet girl. And I also know that I wasn't being the guy that I know I should be. But I also just wanted out. And so I feel like you'll say whatever just to, like, you're so worried about either your reputation as a man. So you want to let her off in a way where she doesn't hate you. So it's like trying to figure out what the best thing to say is. And I think guys get bad advice, just like I did from other guys. I'm like, hey man, I don't know how to end this relationship. And then like we're concocting a text message and it's like trying to say the best thing possible. Instead, I should have just been like, hey, honestly, like I just don't, you know, I appreciate it. I had a good time with you. I just don't see this moving forward. I wish you all the best.
Gosh.
I think that's the best thing to say. Because then you're not like, oh, wondering a year from now, oh, is he in a better spiritual place?
You know? See, exactly. That's the problem when you're dishonest and you mislead people and you're not just like, hey, I'm sorry. I just don't see this moving forward with you. I just don't foresee this being like a good fit. And instead, when you're like, I'm in just a tough season. And then you're like, okay, is your season over yet? Are you interested? So that's why they say clarity is kindness, because then you mislead and you lead someone on and they're waiting around and then they're just going to get their heart broken. So
yep.
I think that makes sense. Yep. Okay. Another random thing is, what are some things that guys notice about girls that girls are unaware of?
We're visual creatures. So I think,
to a fault.
I think we'll notice like your nails a lot more than I think girls realize.
Really?
I think we pay attention to how you walk, your demeanor. Do you have an RBF? Do you seem approachable? Do you ask questions? Do you talk about yourself a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Do you gossip?
Mm.
Just, I think a lot of girls just think, oh, he might look at my butt or he might just be lusting after me. It's like, no, like we're really like looking at internally, like what would my friends think of her? What would my mom think of her?
Mm-hmm.
Would my friends think this girl is annoying? Would they think she's a sweet girl? Is she adventurous? Like, is she cool? Like a lot of guys, like they just want to be with like, just like a cool girl, where that doesn't mean on the outer, like she has a Louis Vuitton purse and so she looks cool. It's like, no, like she's going to freaking, you know, Grand Canyon by herself and she's going to live in a tent for a week and she's going to fish.
You know, yeah, you think that's dope?
That's pretty dope. Like there's certain, like you went on a surf camp. I thought that was like really cool. I was like, man, this girl's cool. I don't know very many girls like this. And so I think guys are looking in a lot of ways for someone like kind of who is interesting, where you're sitting at a date with them and you're just curious. I remember on our first date, I couldn't stop asking questions. So I was like, you did what? And that was, but the reason it worked was because it was authentic to you. And it wasn't you were doing things to get the attention of guys. It's just you were just living. You were just doing you. And that is so attractive from a guy. A guy can tell if you're just doing you. Because doing you can mean, like, you might be obsessed with books. So go be obsessed with books and go, you know, go read. And that a certain guy will find that fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
But if, like, you're just obsessed with reality TV.
Just twiddling your thumbs.
You're just obsessed with, like, I don't know.
Shopping.
Just coffee. It's like you need to figure out some things that, because just the other way around, you want to be with a man who is, who's interesting, who has a good job,
that you can brag about,
who works hard. Like, you both want to find each other, like, interesting.
That's so true. And that's why I think there's that classic saying, like, you will attract what you are. And so if you are an interesting person and you're someone that's a go-getter and you're an achiever, you're whatever, you're doing things in your life, you will naturally attract someone more like that. And there's going to be guys that come along and they're going to be like, wow, this girl's dope. But you'll want someone that's at the same caliber as you.
I see a lot of girls do this where they'll like something in their own nerdy way, which is super cool. But they'll change themselves because they think guys want a certain thing.
It's so true. I've done this in my past, 100%.
It's like, you like, as a girl, let's say you like marathon running or you like running, but you think a guy wants a girl who lifts weights and squats a lot. So you start squatting a ton, but you hate squatting.
And you're posting it all over your Instagram.
Yeah, and it's like, but you really love running. And it's like,
stick with what you know.
Stop, because that will, a guy can notice that. And it's also, it's not authentic, you know?
That makes sense, 100%.
Yeah.
Run in your lane. I think people need to be picked and chosen and loved for who they authentically are, not this forced false image that they're portraying just so they can get the guy.
Yeah.
Because then you got to maintain that, and that's exhausting. I think that's really, really good, babe. What do men think about a stay-at-home mom?
I think it just depends on the context, right? If a guy has a very demanding job, brings in a good income, and I don't see an issue with a woman wanting to be a stay-at-home mom. I honestly think it's super commendable, because that's a big time job, and not having to, you know, both parents work, you know, you got to pay daycare and then you have to do all these different things. And it's like, if you're in the situation where the husband can provide solely while the woman stays at home. Now, I do think there's a lot of women who are stay-at-home mom who are passionate about certain things. And so I do think it would kind of suck. I think it does suck for some women who are like, man, I love business and I love working and I feel like I have to be a stay-at-home mom. I don't think it's black and white. I don't think you have to be a stay-at-home mom. I don't think it's wrong for you to want to be in the workplace. I think just as long as you're prioritizing your marriage and being a good mother and father, that's all that really matters. But I think a lot of guys, though, when they're early on in their career, if they're in their 20s, I think if you're on a date with somebody and you're talking to a girl and you're like, what do you want to do like for work? Like, what do you, and she goes, oh, I just want to be a stay-at-home mom. That can be kind of scary because it's like, oh, I'm not there yet to be able to provide. And that would cause me to potentially have to work a job that I don't want to work because I have to provide for you. And then you're stuck in this like rat race of providing for a whole family by yourself. And so, well,
do you also think that the reason why that is because y'all also perceive that as she doesn't have any interest or doesn't want to do anything apart from being at home, which I personally think there's nothing wrong with being a stay-at-home mom. I have some of my sisters that are stay-at-home moms and they love it. And I think that's a full-time job in itself.
They also were working and like
doing and quit once they had two kids.
I think it comes organically. I think that like if you're going into your life going, oh, I'm just going to be a stay-at-home mom, I'd be careful with just like that, not even having other options or even like, because ultimately your kids do grow up and then.
So you're saying you still want them to have interest in like a career that when the kids do grow up, then it's like, okay, what are you going to do now?
Yeah, maybe. I just seen a lot of stay-at-home moms where their kids are their life and then the kids grow up and it's like, okay, do you have a life anymore?
Or they put their entire identity into that.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, I see what you're saying and I do think it's case by case. I think there's certain guys that really just want that. Like we can't be like, oh, it's bad. Like there's certain guys that want that. That's great.
I would love for you to be a stay-at-home mom, but I know you and I know that you will be a stay-at-home mom, but you're also going to, you're going to naturally do other things. And so,
well, thankfully with my job, I can be at home, but I definitely will always want to work. For me, I want to be able to work and be an amazing mom if I can.
I think a guy wants to be with a girl that like, if it came down to it, she would be open to working.
Well, also, no, I think too, men probably want a woman that will prioritize their kids over money.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference is like, hey, this is great if you're working, but if it came down to it, if the kids were suffering, would you choose your kids over your career?
He would rather you be a good mother than just like bring in a ton of money. But I do think it does take out a little bit of like the, it depends how much money he makes, but being a couple and working together and providing for your future and your plans, when it's just, when both, especially in today's economy, it's just, it's harder for the guy to be the main source of income.
Yeah.
Now, and it also like, I think girls still have dreams and things they want to do. And so I think you can be a stay-at-home mom and not limit your dreams at the same time. So
amen.
I hope that answers your question.
No, definitely. Okay, sorry. We had to take a little break because you guys, merch is for sale. We just announced it. So go to JaninaMapola.com/merch. You can pre-order it. It'll be down in the links below, but go check it out. Everyone's loving the sweaters though. We're really excited about it. We're wearing them right now. Limited edition, but go check them out, you guys. Back to the juicy tea. Are guys intimidated by girls with high self-worth / standards?
No.
Ooh.
We're not.
Okay. I feel like y'all are a little because you know you got to work harder to get her. And you got to be a man of high value and standards too.
You're saying, are we intimidated?
What did you think I said?
I thought you said inferior.
No, okay. Intimidated.
Yeah.
The answer just suddenly changed.
But it's good. Intimidation can mean a many different array of things. Mm-hmm. So I think it's good if you are a little intimidating to the average man, because the average man, you know, you don't want the average man.
Yeah, no, you don't.
You know, and so I think you don't want to come across as, you don't want to be a B word. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, you mm-hmm. don't want, the reason people are intimidated by you, the goal is not intimidation. The goal is doing you.
Walking, I think more respect.
Yeah, respect. I was intimidated by you, but it wasn't in the form of fear. There were other girls I was intimidated by, but the only intimidation they had was just because they were attractive. Mm. And if you just have intimidation from your attractiveness, that only goes so far. Because ultimately the veil gets, you know, torn down, and then it's you're just a normal human being. Ooh. And so I would look at, go, okay, people say, like, if you're a girl and you're like, oh, people say they're intimidated by me, I would try to figure out why. If it's because you're a godly woman and men respect you and they're like, they want to like please you and want you to like them, that's like a good thing. But if people are only intimidated by you because they're like afraid of what you might say, they're afraid of who you are,
yeah,
your character.
Them getting this like mean side of you, yeah, that they are like, oh, I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
That's a great way to describe that, babe. That's really great. Okay, another question. I like this one too because girls ask me this all the time. Should your girlfriend stay with you if you're not where you want to be in life yet?
Depends.
Guys, are you looking for the most perfect gift to give a friend, a surprise gift, or maybe it's Mother's Day, Father's Day, or just honestly someone you care about? Y'all, I'm super excited to be working with Songfinch because Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It is completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. I made one with Caleb and it was really cool because I got to surprise him with the unique lyrics. It had our storyline in it. You get to really personalize it. So whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist. So for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free. So you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anytime, anywhere. So guys, this is so great. It's such a great gift idea. I absolutely loved it. Go to songfinch.com/Janine. Start your song. After you purchase, you'll be promoted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value. Again, my URL is songfinch.com/Janine. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/Janine. I really think you guys are going to absolutely love this. I know Caleb and I did, and it was such a fun surprise. It's important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that is why for over a year, both Caleb and I have been drinking AG1. Now, unlike many other supplement brands, AG1 is constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients. I know people ask me, do you really drink this? Is it actually good? What are your thoughts? Is it the real deal? You guys, trust me, there is a reason why we've been taking this for so long. We notice even if we miss a week or a day, we immediately feel off and we really feel the benefits of AG1. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because the AG1 team relies on expert-led scientific research, sourcing ingredients for potency and purity. You guys, it is the real deal. Now, AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop includes folate, magnesium, ashwagandha for stress support, vitamin C, and zinc to support my immune health. I partner with them for so long because they make the best products that I look forward to drinking every single morning. So if you guys want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase subscription at drinkag1.com/healthy. That is drinkag1.com/healthy. Check it out.
Are you talking about financially? Are you talking spiritually? Are you talking
like say he's wise? Like, babe, I'm not ready to get married for the next 3 years because I got to get more money. I want to travel more. I need to buy a house. And he's just delaying because he thinks he needs to have more ducks in a row.
He doesn't believe, that man doesn't believe he's worthy enough probably for marriage yet. I understand wanting to wait a while till you have a few things, you know, to where you can maybe pay for a wedding, you could pay for a nicer ring, and like good things come to those who are patient. But I also think that might be stemming from his childhood, from his friends, from his family. But if you can create a place where you're like, hey babe, we're growing together. I'm in this. Mm-hmm. I don't need XYZ. Like, I am in this. I'm ready for marriage. You don't have to prove yourself to me. Because the beautiful part about marriage is growing together.
I was going to ask you, do guys want you to grow with them, or do they want to be just ready? Like, you find them and they're like, yep, I got the house, the car, the job, the career, whatever. And or do they want you to grow with them?
I think an insecure man wants to have these things so you don't leave him, or so you view him in a certain way where he can wear the pants or whatever. And so I think a confident man goes, man, who does God say that I am? Who am I in Christ? And that confidence bleeds into going, hey, if you love me, you love me. If you want to be with me, great. If you don't, you don't. But a man who's not in the right place, I think spiritually, and go, okay, I need to have the Rolex. I need to have this. I need to have the
house.
That's
what I was going
to
say.
I need to have the car. Because he thinks he needs to have those things to get you.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. I think there's a little bit of overcompensation here where they think that that's the only thing that's going to keep the girl, lure the girl in. But if you're a sucky dude, or if you're not an actual truly godly man, she'll bounce. Like, she can go find another godly man with the Rolex in the car. And so that's not enough to get a girl to stay. Your heart and your character, the way you treat her, the way you love the Lord, that's when it get the girl to stay.
Yeah.
And so I think that's true. They probably perceive like, oh, all girls want that. And sure, I'm sure some girls really do. But that is not enough to get you to stay. And for women listening, that shouldn't be the reason why you stay. Because that stuff can come and go in 2 seconds.
I think you see girls cheat on guys who are actors and who are celebrities, who have a lot of money, who have all these things. And you're like, man, if Brad Pitt's getting cheated on, who am I? So it's like a guy thinks, oh, I need to make sure I have all these things so she doesn't do whatever. And it's a lie. And
yeah.
Oftentimes, if that's how you get her, that's how you're going to lose her.
Yep. True.
So what was the question again?
Like, should a girlfriend stay with him if he doesn't feel ready yet and he's not where he wants to be in life yet?
If he's genuinely like, hey, like, we're not going to get married for a few years, because if that's what you want to sign up for, but that, to me, that doesn't seem like a very confident. I get it. I get what he's saying. But if he's in his 30s and he's like, hey, I need a few more years till we can get married, I'm kind of like, I don't know about that.
And I also think some guys use it as an excuse because they're not actually really ready to commit. Yeah,
exactly.
And they're just kind of like, oh, I just need more time. And they're actually buying time and they're stalling so they can figure out what they want to do with you or if there's another girl that comes along.
Yeah.
And that's the sad unreality. And I feel like I've seen that in my own life with people.
Guys
and
will
so
say,
just use your discernment, ladies.
Guys will say whatever to buy time.
Yeah.
To buy time to figure out the relationship more. To maybe let you down easier.
Because I feel like, okay, the whole classic saying, wrong person, right person, wrong time, whatever. To me, it doesn't matter where he is in his life. You will make it work if you love the girl. I mean, babe, you were figuring out school and career when we met and you were just like, I am willing to do whatever because I love you. I want to be with you. I know this is the girl. You could have been like, no, I need to do this first and that and that. Like, you were willing. And I think that's what I've seen is like, guys will just say anything. And y'all got to be aware of that. Like, if he's wasting your time or not giving you an answer or confusing you, bye-bye, got to go. Too late. You've missed your chance. Not that I'm saying be mean, but
yeah.
Know your worth and value yourself to walk away if he is no longer pursuing you the way that you want to be pursued or if he is not valuing your time because your time is also important.
I would ask your friends, hey, should I break up with him? And if all your friends are saying yes, you should probably break up with him.
That's true and sad. And obviously ask the right people because sometimes your friends may just want the guy himself or they're just jealous that you're in a relationship. But have people that are for you, maybe that are already taken or whatever, that can look into the relationship objectively and say, this is a good relationship or it's not a good relationship.
Yeah.
That's good. Why don't you men know how to clean? Y'all are such bros. Like I remember in college, y'all, I'm just going to be honest. I would go to fraternity houses and they were disgusting. I mean, vomitrocious, pee on the ground. Y'all don't do anything.
I think that not
all men, but I've seen this carry on and I go to some dude's apartments and I just want to get a nose plug because it smells so bad.
You have to understand being a guy. Yeah. Guys are more, they're not as clean. One, but just because we sweat more, we pee while we're standing up. There's more.
Yeah, y'all be missing too much.
There's more opportunity to be gross for a man than a woman. There's more. You're just like you're in positions where, you know, you might just be more messy, and you're also set up from a very early age. You're in locker rooms at the age of 8, 9 years old playing football, basketball, baseball, and it smells horrible. So you're conditioned from a very early age to be okay with a stench or to be okay with things maybe not being as tidy. And like for girls, you walk into a gas station bathroom and there's still flowers and candles set in your bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, for a men's restroom, it's not like that. And so just from like a standard basis of like what's deemed as acceptable for men isn't quite as acceptable for women. You guys wear makeup at a very early age. You're wearing perfume at a very early age.
It's true.
And so like girls are just naturally taught at a very early age to be proper. And for a man, it's like, go get dirty.
It's like, get rub some dirt on it.
Yeah. And so
some
guys never grow out of that. The right guy does. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning to be more clean and clean as time goes on. But hear me out. You girls are messy, bro. Don't hit me with that, man.
Whoa, I feel attacked.
I've seen that room and I've seen our bathroom. The toilet, the bathroom toilet trash can.
Okay, sorry, on your girl time?
The worst thing we've seen since World War I. It is atrocious, okay?
I can't help that on my lady time that I have to stick things in the trash can that aren't so pleasant.
But it like overflows. It's literally.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I put a lot of empty products in there and facial pads and whatever.
It literally looks like a volcano is getting ready to erupt. And not only that, the makeup y'all leave everywhere. The shower is filled with products that you're like, all I got is my 5-in-1 shampoo. And no, I'm kidding.
I like variety. And
you have conditioner for your condition. Okay. Your conditioner would freaking feed an entire Southeast continent that needs conditioner. You your shaving cream gets stuck in the faucet, and I'm going to have to be responsible for that. And so
which
you guys are maybe cleaner in the public areas, but in the private areas, it's a disaster. And I'm not done. I'm going to keep going on this.
No, I'm not done.
Your tumblers and your cups and your, you guys cook, you guys make granola at the most random parts
of
the day.
This feels personal. I think we have marriage counseling after this.
You guys want to slice your strawberries and your blueberries into your bowl, and then you get the juice comes out and so it's like,
baby,
do I have my flaws?
Yes.
Yes.
And do I
but
have mine?
But the idea that women are so much cleaner than men is a myth that I will spend the rest of my life to debunk because it's fake news.
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I swear y'all don't know how to clean. I swear sometimes y'all don't know how to use a broom. You don't know how to use a vacuum. You don't know how to actually wipe a counter
the only time,
and wipe away the stain and get the stains off the dishes.
Let me talk. Can I talk?
No, hold on for a second.
Yeah, I will talk.
Girls might have more products, but we know how to clean. Y'all don't know how to clean.
No, y'all just know how to use propaganda against us.
We're ending this one.
That was the funniest debate we've ever
You're ridiculous. Y'all, you got to know we're also being sarcastic.
I think I won that debate.
I don't think you did. No. Girls, have my back on this one. Okay, the next question is kind of random. Why is it harder for guys to read the Bible? I have actually seen this.
Yeah.
I feel like girls, we really romanticize our quiet times. We get our candles and our flowers and we get our juicy little music and we get our coffee and we get all snuggled up. And for y'all, I just don't think it's like that.
I don't think it's as like, you guys make it to be more like sexy. If that makes sense.
I like it being aesthetic.
Yeah.
Not that it has to be, but I do like it.
I just think that guys maybe have more like ADHD in a way where we're thinking about other things. We're thinking
about your business.
Yeah. I think that guys naturally don't read as much as girls. Cause we're, at least for me, like I like doing stuff. I would rather plug in worship music in an audiobook, or even a sermon and go on a run and find time with God in those ways. But I do think, guys do struggle with sitting down and reading. And I do think it's an issue. I think it's something that guys need to be better about. But I do think girls will post about it a lot.
Hey.
Well, not saying you, but I do think girls will go to a coffee shop with their friends to read the Bible, and you'll post about it, and all you did was gossip.
Okay, not everybody.
A lot of girls do that though. Well, they'll go, maybe, they'll just take the cute photo and then they'll read literally a page and then go back to their phone and then go do whatever. And so,
I think, I
don't know. I can't speak for guys who don't read the Bible. I think naturally girls like reading more, so it might be easier for them.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. Okay, this is another one that the girlies want to know. And I think it's fair, and I've wondered this too.
Yeah.
Do they feel any sort of shame or guilt after knowing they treated badly a girl that loved them?
Yeah.
I hope y'all do.
Yeah, we do. I think about it all the time. Like, man, I hate it. I hate it so, and I think I've talked about this before. I hate it so much. And JJ Tomlin, he said this in his podcast, like, there are girls out there where I was the only version of
a godly man that they saw.
And I had the opportunity to live out my life in a way that showed integrity and showed that I was a good man. And so like, it sucks knowing the man that I am now and maybe the girl, and I never cheated on a girl. I saved myself till marriage. I never had sex until I got married. But I still, a lot of times, didn't let my yes be a yes and my no be a no in the sense of overcommitting and leading a girl astray. I think that, honestly, the truth is really, if a relationship, either it works and you get married or it doesn't and you break up.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's very rare to be able to be honest with a girl and not hurt her. So I do think some guys have been able to just numb their sympathy or their empathy for other people to where they're just like, I'm just doing me and I'm sorry if you get hurt in the process. And it doesn't affect some guys. But for me, it really affected me. And it still does affect me to know, like, man, there's girls out there that I hurt.
I think this is kind of a two-part answer. One is like, maybe you were in an actual relationship. He really led you on. He said things to you. And that's when you're wondering like, dang, like, does he even care that he hurt me? I was in a situation like that where I would think, I'm like, this guy really hurt me. And I always wondered if he actually cared. And I, you know,
that
so you're saying
hurt people hurt people. So
he was a hurting person. I will say
he is hurting himself more than he's probably hurting you.
But then the other part is, and I think this is where girls need to not put your worth and value so much in whether this guy likes you or not. Because I remember I went on a date with this guy. He was like up in my DMs. I'd known him, whatever. Finally, I was like, okay, I'll go on a date. I went on a date. We went on one, never heard from him again. And I could have very much been like, oh my gosh, like, why didn't he pick me, choose me, love me? And I was kind of like, okay, you know, that guy doesn't determine my worth or value. Like, that's fine. And I didn't really let it bruise my ego that much because I wasn't that interested anyway. But even if you were interested, you got to be able to like let that roll off and just know, like, just because you went on a date doesn't mean he has to be your husband. And so letting that not define and define your worth and value in the way you see yourself, and someone else will. So just because he said no doesn't mean that someone else will say yes.
I think a lot of guys struggle with the, man, the girl who got away.
Yeah, like, that's true.
They're two years in and they're in a better place. And they're like, man, why? Because I was so addicted to pornography, I couldn't think clearly. If a guy is treating you really bad and he's hurting you, just know that deep down he has things internally that he's hiding, that he's doing, that he's ashamed of. And so he's taking that out on another person and not even knowing he's doing that. But I do think years will go by and he is like, man. And at that point, it's just too late to even like say anything.
That sucks. Yeah. That sucks. Yeah. Okay. This is a good one too. And I always wonder this, and I think most women do. And then I want to kick it up a notch. Yeah. I want to make this a little more juicy. Okay. Do guys choose to not listen or remember, or is it just not that important to them? I feel like women remember more.
Listen, guys, Janine and I are training for our marathon, which is why we need the best American beef and chicken on the market. That's why we use Good Ranchers. Are you tired of your favorite cut of beef or chicken costing more and weighing less every single time you buy it? Well, I got a sizzling solution for you. Good Ranchers Price Lock Guarantee. This is the only price lock on 100% American meat you can find, and you don't want to miss it. During their April Price Shield campaign, Good Ranchers is locking in your price until 2026 when you subscribe to any one of their boxes full of 100% American meat and seafood that they ship right to your door. Good Ranchers is where I can get 100% American meat I can trust that's tender and full of flavor every single time. With meat prices continuing to go up and quality at the store going down, Good Ranchers Price Shield will not only save you hundreds, but also help you put 100% American meat, beef, chicken, and pork and wild-caught seafood on your plates that you can trust. Plus, get an extra 10% off your subscription if you use my code HEALTHY at goodranchers.com today. What I really believe and what I really love about Good Ranchers is that their commitment to transparency. They believe that you have the right to know what's exactly in your food. They're amazing supporters of the show, so go support and take out the mystery of what's all in your meat that you buy. This exclusive price shield offer ends in the month of April, so if you want to secure your best price on meat until 2026, go to goodranchers.com and use code HEALTHY for 10% off your subscription and price lock guarantee until 2026. Goodranchers.com, American meat delivered.
Y'all, I am so excited to be working again with Notes candles because I have been nonstop burning these in my house. I'm very picky about the candles I keep burning around my house because so many fragrances have this unnatural, super sweet, chemically, you know, smell that's just consuming your home. And honestly, you guys, after learning that the candle industry contributes to an insurmountable amount of non-recyclable waste, carbon emissions, and toxicity in our air, I am even more picky, and that's why I am so glad I am working with Notes. So Notes has created a refillable candle system that allows you to use your candle vessel again and again and again so you do not become part of the problem. It is so easy to use, you guys. The candles are made with fragrance wax beads. So all you do is place the wick in your reusable Notes jar, fill it up with wax beads, enjoy your fragrance up for up to 36 hours, and then just do it all over again when you're ready for a new one. And you guys, you do not have to settle for less than exciting fragrances with notes either. In fact, their collection of 13 amazing fragrances are handcrafted by fragrance experts in their home base of South Carolina, and they are to die for. They smell amazing. I have been loving burning the Cintal and Atlas Cedar scent. It's woodsy, calming, smells just like one of the bougiest fragrances on the market. Y'all know what I'm talking about, and I cannot get enough. I love it. There's so many other amazing ones like oat milk and balls and berry, vanilla and pepperwood. You name it, they've got it. So you guys, please do yourself a favor. Check it out. Be a responsible consumer while not giving up high quality home fragrance by making the switch to Notes. You can build your own custom starter kit right now at notescandle.com/healthy. Right now, Notes is giving listeners 15% off and free shipping when you buy a Notes starter kit using Healthy. Just use code Healthy when placing your order. That's code Healthy at notescandle.com/healthy. And I also partially think that God wired us differently, where women have this innate feature in them to where you can multitask, you can handle more, because as a mom, you're going to have this superpower to be able to remember, see things, notice things that men maybe don't. We can pay more attention to detail. I think God did kind of wire us like that, but what would you say to that?
That's a tough question, because I feel like I remember things that you don't remember and vice versa.
I think it's more what you care about that you'll remember.
So I feel like in the simple way, like I lose things all the time. I think guys naturally lose things a lot. And I could be like, babe, where'd you put blah, 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 blah. And you could be like, it's in the southeast corner of the room at longitude and latitude.
You're making it on southeast today. Yeah,
longitude and latitude. And you'll tell me the exact, you know, coordinates of where I lost the thing that I lost. And that's pretty remarkable to me. Yeah, I think sometimes girls will tell us things that we're just, hey, we have a brunch at, you know, 2 p.m. 3 weeks from now. And it's like, cool. Like, in one ear, out the other. Like, I don't. Or, hey, babe, we have a wedding in 3 months. And it's like, dang, I have to go to another wedding. Like, I think guys, as we get older, like, we don't want to go to weddings as much. We don't want to. We just kind of don't want to do a lot of these things that women love to do. And so we'll forget about the things that you probably care about, because like what we care about is a little different. Like how we want to spend our time is a little different. And so if we care about it, we'll remember.
Okay. That's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like you'll make time for the things that you care about. You
prioritize. Care about. Okay. Let's kick it up. Why do guys have a huge ego that they are men?
Because we are men.
Okay. And your point is?
I don't think it's ego.
No, men have egos and you know it.
Yeah, we do.
You'll get all competitive and try to, oh.
But it's in our testosterone. Like, do you not want, like, with, it's like, if you can't, you got to love me. If you can't love me at my best, you can't love me at my worst.
Okay,
man.
Quit that. Stop. I know what you're saying.
So, okay, I'll give an example. There's a basketball player. His name is Russell Westbrook, right? Russell Westbrook plays at 150 miles an hour. He's go, 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 go. He makes some of the most amazing shots, but with that comes kind of an ego. But you want him to be him because that's what makes him great. It's what makes him great when he's a competitor and he's going up against the other guy and he's dunking on you and he's hitting crazy shots. But with that recklessness comes turnovers. You throw the ball where you shouldn't, you know, need it to go. So with that comes, you know, bad mistakes here and there. And so any guy who has, I'm not saying that the ego is okay, but I'm saying with a man, there is some parts of a man that he has to be careful of, like, okay, we do have a little bit of an ego and a toxic side that comes out occasionally. But it's like in our DNA, there's another quote that says, Jordan Peterson says this, and he says, and I don't necessarily agree with this, but he's like, you know, a man needs to learn how to be a monster and learn how to control it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like an interesting quote.
I see what you're saying.
And so, because you don't want like a passive man who's just like doesn't stand up or protect or whatever. And so you need a little bit of ego to be able to walk in the healthy version of being a masculine.
I was going
to
say healthy masculinity.
That's important. But I don't confuse ego with like insecurity. That's okay, a difference.
I think that's a good point, because I do think a lot of women think that if he's egotistical, he's overcompensating or he's that. And I do think there is a certain healthy masculinity that a guy should have. Otherwise, you wouldn't be attracted to him.
But like there were things that for me, like I wasn't insecure that you had a high following account and I'm like want to lift you up. Mm-hmm. So like I don't have an ego that's inferior to you.
Yeah.
In my opinion, my ego is like, man, look how bad my wife is. Like she's super powerful and she's like so just doing her thing. And like that makes me feel great. That's the girl who chose to be with me. Mm-hmm. And so we gotta first level out the playing field of, okay, is this ego? Is this insecurity? Or is just like because I have certain things, like when it comes to sports and it's in front of you and you're there watching, you see an ego come out where like I'm competitive and mm-hmm. I want to beat you. I think that's okay. Not beat you in a physical sense, but like,
oh my gosh, no, for sure.
We're playing basketball with not beating you. I'm saying like bros, like mm-hmm. I'm playing a game or something. Like that ego comes out. Like I want to score 30 points on you.
Yeah.
Like 300 years ago, I say this all the time, but we were tribal.
Oh, he loves this.
We were competing against other tribes for food. We were going to war constantly. And so now you put a modern day man in the civilization. How is that energy going to manifest?
Sports, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Do guys, okay, am I allowed to say this?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Do guys rather have a girl with fake boobies or no boobies?
I think entirely it's up to you. I'm going to ask questions and get down to the why behind it. If you were like right now, babe, I want a boob job, I'd be like, babe, come on. You are fine. Like, you don't need a boob job. But if like after we had three or four kids and you were like, hey, babe, we can do this. Like it's actually going to help me in my workouts. And because it's like, you know, having a baby is very traumatic in different ways. And if you were like, I really want one, I would be like, okay. Like, I don't think you're in sin if you wanted that. There's surgeries that we do to help us. But if the only reason is like attraction and you want to show them off then I'm like, I don't know about that.
Because it's like, you're like thinking probably, I'm the only dude seeing them anyway. But in my opinion, if your boobies got all wonky after breastfeeding or whatever, I'm like, yeah, go ahead. If they were really starting to sag or maybe there was something affected by them after breastfeeding, which I know can happen. I know moms, this has happened to them. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to get them fixed if you want to.
No, yeah. I just think what's the intention behind it? I think it's the same way. Like for me, like I would love to get a hair transplant one day. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to lose my hair really in the next 10, 15 years. And like, I would love to get a new head of hair. I do struggle with that. Like what is God? These are real things. Like what does God think of mm-hmm. us changing our external appearance when he says, don't look on the outside? And so I think it's a wrestle.
It should be a wrestle. And y'all ask me this all the time. It is a wrestle. I think you do the best you can to appreciate and save and preserve what God has given you naturally. But I'm not 100% anti surgeries. I'm just like, don't go crazy with it and don't think it's going to change your internal feeling because sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. No, and I think the debate could go into like, you know, within anything, like why do you take vitamins? Like preserving mm-hmm. your health and keeping things and longevity is okay. It's just like, okay, am I only eating protein so my muscles get big so then I can people can look at me a certain way? Then I'm like, okay, maybe your intentions are wrong.
Yep.
So
I agree with that.
That was a tough one.
I know. I'm sorry. That was probably a harder one to answer because it can be very personal. And like we don't want to portray the message that men are just only these superficial, weird, lustful, visual men. Some are.
You should ask that question.
But yeah. I actually did want to ask this one though. After a situationship ends, why do guys continue to reach out even though it didn't work out?
They're horny.
Oh.
Yeah.
Men stink sometimes.
Probably. It depends. Is he hitting you up?
Or he's bored or he's lonely.
Yeah, I think this would happen, you know, I know guys where like they get lonely for like a certain period of time. And then they're like, they convince themselves, oh, actually, I really think I really like her. I really do. And they psych themselves up and then they send the text and they're like, oh no, I made an error, you know? And so I do think either they're horny, it's late at night, whatever. And so, yeah,
that's a shame. Yeah. Girls, again, do not re-allow access back into your life. If he's shown you his cards once, you better believe him.
Yeah.
If he's cut you off, if he said, I'm not interested, believe him.
I had a situationship freshman year of college, and I liked her sometimes, and other times I didn't. And I was really confused on how, like, my feelings were. Mm. And she finally was just like, well, you either you're going to date me or leave me alone.
You go, queen.
And I didn't want to. And that was it. Because I liked the attention of being able to, when I got bored, I could text her.
Well, yeah. It's like she's your back pocket girl. Whenever you need her, you pull her out of your back pocket. And you're like, oh, I'm bored. I'll reach back. Don't be the pocket girl.
I never committed and, like, actually asked her out. I just.
Yeah, but you play
when
games.
It would get close to, like, that happening, I'd be like, no. And so.
Which, man, I just think so many girls get confused by this because they're like, well, he's texting me. He's calling me. He wants to hang out, but he's not making a move.
But you girls do it too to other guys.
Yeah, but I also think because men are supposed to be the initiators and the pursuers, so we see y'all being the ones that are supposed to initiate. So we're waiting around. We're thinking like, oh, if I give him more attention and time, he's certainly going to ask me out, and y'all don't. And so then we're left confused and wondering and disappointed.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both sides do it.
Yeah. I want to know, and I think they want to know too, how hard is lust really for y'all?
It definitely depends. So this depends, but it definitely depends on the man. But I really believe that women don't really understand what men go through at a very young age when it comes to temptation. Like, nowadays, kids are getting exposed to, men especially, are getting exposed to pornography at like age 8 and like younger. And so when you are that young, getting exposed to something that your hormones don't even know what to do, a lot of kids don't get that under control and they are ashamed and they walk into their 20s and 30s with this addiction that is like so
crippling
and behind the scenes, and they don't want anyone to know, because if people knew truly how bad the addiction was, they wouldn't know what to do. Because thankfully, by the grace of God, I did not get exposed to pornography until I was 16 or 17. I was older.
Thank God. I mean, not that I'm happy you were, but I get what you're saying.
But like, I was older, so I was able to be an older teenager knowing my hormones and knowing kind of how to respond to this and having good guys around me to help me. But a lot of kids, imagine doing something from the age of 7, 8 years old. It's like you have created a system of lust in your life, of how you view things. It's distorted your imagery of how you view women and all these things. And today's day and age in social media, where algorithms are pumping photos and images and videos to these men, and then they're being told, they're getting pulled from different ways of like, okay, this is how you should be as a man. This is the type of girl you should. You're just flooded with information, and it's like you don't know what to believe. And so advertising companies for the longest time have used lust as a marketing tool to sell more products, to use lust in the alcohol industry, to use lust in the sports industry,
clothing, I mean everything,
restaurants. They literally have restaurants off of putting girls in clothing to help so men go in and eat there.
It's true. Like,
this world we live in is often really to cause men to,
it's a sex obsessed culture that exploits and furthers that problem, because they like to take advantage of men's problems with that.
Yeah. I mean, even nowadays for me, like, I have to like when I'm on Instagram or social media, I have to filter out my social media to make sure that like, I don't want to see those things. Yeah. I'm not just immune to like, I'm not just immune because I haven't watched pornography. It doesn't mean I'm immune or better than not ever possibly falling into it. So I have to like be mindful of that. And the Bible says to like stay clear of sin. Like, don't even go in the same, like, flee from it. Don't sit in the same room in it, because it will overtake you. So
yeah,
it is hard. I think for a lot of men who have never really dealt with it, it's even more difficult.
Like, and the men that haven't gotten it under control, you're saying?
Well, imagine this. What's something you've been doing since you were a child? Let's say, since you were 7 years old.
Anything like probably beauty related?
Brushing your hair, or even the way you brush your teeth. Mm-hmm. You've probably brushed your teeth the same in the same way since you were a kid, and you're now 30 years old.
Yep.
Imagine watching pornography every night before you go to bed when you're 7 years old, 8 years old, and then now you're 25 and you've done that every night, and now you're married, and no one, and you never let anyone in on that. So that's hard.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that they're bad. It just means that they are a drug addict.
Well, yeah, they're crippled by that, and it's a condition. They've conditioned themselves to think it's normal or healthy or okay, and also so has society. I mean, I think this is now something I think we're going on the other side of the pendulum where people are realizing how dangerous and damaging pornography is. We have an entire episode coming on this with an actual ex-porn star. We're super excited to talk about this topic because we're very passionate about it. But society has glorified this and also conditioned men to do this. You're exactly right. You don't have to look hard. You don't have to look far to find it. It's in your face. It's on TV, Netflix, movies. I mean, anywhere. Sex sells. We know that. And so no wonder why so many men are struggling with this. And I do think some men perpetuate it. They love it. They make excuses. They justify it. And then some men are really out here just trying to do the best they can. And they just cannot get away unless they literally got rid of their phone. Because it's all over their smartphones.
Yeah. I mean, I literally, it's the biggest, it's a pandemic.
Yeah.
Epidemic. Epidemic.
It's a pandemic.
It's
the new COVID.
Switching gears, what's your biggest ick in a guy? Because I have my biggest ick in girls.
I have a lot. And it's not fair for me to say this. It's really not. But anytime, it's just mean. Anytime a guy tries something new and he looks so dorky doing it, I get icky. Like, it could be like they're trying surfing for the first time. They could be dancing for the first time. They could be trying to ski for the first time. I just get icky. I'm like, I just don't want to see it. I'm like, hey, just come back to me when you figured it out. I know that's so mean.
That's toxic.
It's so weird for me to see a guy like not be good at something. And I got to get over that. It's mean.
That's horrible.
No, I'm saying it's mean. I know. So I'm aware that that's mean.
There's a TikTok where girls are saying they're ick and a guy will go to his notes and say, don't do. It's like, don't try new things now.
No, 100% girls, try new things.
Okay.
But it's hard for me to not to, it's like, I think girls always want a guy to like be better at them at something where they can teach you. But when you're the one coaching them, it's a little interesting.
I'm never going surfing with you.
No, you're going surfing.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, for
no,
sure.
Not after that.
I want you to.
Not after sure. that.
Baby, you're my excuse.
I have my first ick.
I'll get rid of that
one
for you.
I got my ick.
What is it?
That.
Oh.
That was icky. I think girls who, my biggest ick is that. No, genuinely. Girls who just.
I have mean energy?
Yeah, that's a little mean energy.
I wasn't trying to be mean. I was
new things.
No, that's not it. It's like when you see them doing it for the first time and they're learning, like rollerblading. And you just see them like...
Okay, but that's a dorky thing to do, kind
of. No, some guys know how to rollerblade and slay.
Yeah, that's true.
So we
went rollerblading together. That was tough
no,
for
we
you
didn't.
To watch. Yeah, at one time.
The first time, just a little bit. Yeah. But then I got over it. You were really good and we had fun and I was like, okay, whatever.
No, one of my biggest icks is like if a girl is too much like... She's like too much one of the guys.
Okay, explain that.
Like... She's just like, she wants to be one of the bros so bad. Some girls naturally are like one of the bros. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That girl's awesome. But the girl,
oh, really?
The girl who is just like, she wants to be in the lingo. She wants to talk sports and like, doesn't really like it's not sounding right.
Is that me?
No, you could be one of the bros. You're good on that.
I don't know.
But we're just like secretly saying what we find icky in each other.
Yeah, no, that's not what I was saying,
no.
babe.
No, I know. Your ick was still crazy, though.
And guys, I apologize. I promise I'm not a mean
girl. It makes
sense.
I see what you're saying.
It's like, and you see them like, it's like a little Bambi trying to walk for the first time, and their legs are like bending and they're wobbling, and you're like, oh, sweet thing.
So what happens the next time you're trying something new?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you watch me play basketball, and I'm icky.
I think it's cute.
No, I think it's really
cute. No,
cringy.
I think it's cute.
Like, how about whenever I was playing pickleball for the first time?
It was
and
so
I was
cute.
So bad.
I just thought it was so cute.
Really?
Yeah. Genuinely.
Huh. Thank you. Guys, I swear I'm not mean.
No, it's
I just
good.
Thought that was my ick.
It's real.
Like, seeing him, like, ski and his legs are, like, turning in and you're like, oh, no.
I've never skied.
But that's mean, right? You can't give me the ick because you're my husband.
Yeah.
But I've been with other guys that have given me the ickies.
And now we're married, so it just doesn't...
You just get over it. You're like, I love you. It doesn't really matter.
Nothing really matters.
Okay, well, let's close out. We hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. This is part two of what men really think. Let us know in the comments what you think. Share this to a friend. Maybe there's some harsh truths in here that your friend needs to hear, but yeah, you're too scared to say.
Come on.
Send it to them. Send it also to your mans and say, is this true?
Yeah. And nothing I say, don't hold against me in court.
Yeah, he's just speaking from his personal opinion.
This is not financial advice.
It is not. No, we're not telling you how to buy a home. We're not telling you how to invest.
It's not even really spiritual advice because we're not pastors, you know. Our opinions.
As I'm listening to you, I'm like, that makes sense. Like, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it on social media. Tag us. We love interacting with you guys. We also have a Patreon where we go more in depth with all these topics. We post 2 extra podcasts a month for $9.99. Go subscribe. We do Q&As. We get candid, juicy, real, raw in there. Link down below. And our sweaters are now for sale. I think they're not going to be for sale after Monday.
Pre-order.
Let's get back to you guys on that, but go check the link. If it's not available, I think it might be cut off, but I'll see if I can extend it maybe one more day for the podcast. So go check that link down below. Get my book, Happy and Healthy. It is also still for sale, and it's a book to bless you guys and really help you navigate all the struggles you're facing in your life with God's truth and my story.
Come on.
Love you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you guys next week for another episode of Happy and Healthy. But until then, stay happy and healthy. Bye. Bye, guys.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.